Opposition parties are calling for a major overhaul of the way Accident Compensation Corporation handles people's information after staff shared and laughed at people's injuries in a Snapchat group. 12 employees at ACC's call centre in Hamilton have been stood down while the agency investigates. The government's faced tough questions from politicians today about the Crown entity's ability to keep confidential information safe. Anusha Bradley reports.
The revelation that ACC staff shared details of people's injuries and laughed at them in a private Snapchat group has shocked many in the halls of Parliament today. National Party leader Judith Collins says the staff involved should be sacked, and she wants an investigation into how this behaviour was allowed at the organisation that holds very sensitive information about people.
I'm a former minister of ACC. I was so disgusted about that. How could people do that? So they're taking people's private, very personal health information and then having a laugh about it. They should be sacked.
ACT leader David Seymour is disgusted too. He says 1,414 staff have access to sensitive claims which deal with sexual abuse. He says such information should be more closely guarded.
They actually need to ensure that when you share traumatic details with the government, you've got some hope that they'll keep them secret. Just as, for example, any private doctor's clinic would be expected to do.
Meanwhile, the Green Party, with strong support from the health and welfare sector, is calling for a major shake-up to the way ACC safeguards personal and medical information. In an open letter to the new chair of ACC, Steve Mahari, it says recent reports by RNZ of privacy breaches, extensive backlogs and battles to get support shows the agency is letting too many people fall through the cracks, and an overhaul is needed. And it was made clear that change was afoot when Labour MP Jan Tinetti, speaking on behalf of the ACC Minister Carmel Cipollone, answered this question from ACT MP Brooke Van Velden.
What is her response to an ACC employee who's put off lodging their own sensitive claim because they do not believe their information would stay private, and who stated, quote, all of my providers that I've been talking to, therapists and things, they say, you know, it's confidential information, but I work for ACC, so I know it's not.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister, I am concerned about the claims that are coming forward and have noted that it is clear that ACC does have work to do to reassure New Zealanders that their private information is safe. And as Minister, I have made it clear to ACC that privacy and culture are to be a priority. This, Mr. Speaker, will be in my next letter of expectations, which I will discuss with the new ACC chair.
A former ACC employee who worked in the Hamilton call centre until very recently says the behaviour is not a surprise. Their comments are revoiced.
Sadly, this behaviour is widespread and the minister's comments are inaccurate. Sensitive claims information was open to any customer service representative. I also witnessed these representatives discuss and joke about injury details every day. Frequent callers were the butt of break room jokes and meeting jibes. Many of the staff are wonderful people, but the culture certainly needs to be addressed.
RNZ has heard from many ACC clients who are worried their privacy has been breached by employees at the agency. RNZ has asked ACC for an update on the investigation.